USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Detroit, where the parents of the alleged Oxford High School mass shooter were arrested in the wee hours of Saturday, as police say James and Jennifer Crumbly were found in the basement of an industrial building in East Detroit. The Detroit Police Chief James White says they didn't break into the building. Somebody gave them some hell.
No one else is in custody yet, but we are working an angle on one other person that may have been assisting
them. The Crumblies are now charged, though, with four counts of involuntary manslaughter in connection with the Tuesday shooting at Oxford High School north of Detroit. Their 15-year-old son, Ethan, accused of killing four students and wounding seven others with a gun his parents bought him on Black Friday. They disappeared when the charges against their son were announced, but again, they were arrested early today, and this is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
The prosecution has rested its case in the trial for actor Jussie Smollett, as two brothers testified in court this week that the former star of Empire told them to stage a phony hate crime against him while pretending to be Trump supporters. After 3 days of testimony, the prosecution rested its case last night. Smollett, who is black and gay, did claim he was attacked in Chicago in January of 2019 by two men who he said yelled racist and anti-gay remarks at him. The government's November jobs and employment report came out and left many disappointed, as the economy was shown to have added fewer jobs than expected. Economists were expecting over 550,000 new positions. The number came in at about 210,000. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh says,
"We certainly have work to do. There's no question about it. But I would say that, you know, we have to look at the whole picture, not just month-to-month snapshots."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
An impassioned House floor speech by a Texas Republican lawmaker. On Thursday night, Representative Chip Roy was largely speaking out against high levels of spending by the government, specifically the Biden administration. But he spent a great deal of time focusing on another issue, a provision within the Defense Authorization Act, which further clears the way for the government to require women to register for the draft.
Because this body, with no debate, no amendment, no vote on the substance, is going to adopt the National Defense Authorization Act that, for the first time in history, will require your daughter, your sister, your mom, your wife to register for the draft. Well, don't worry, I'm going to keep fighting it. And I'm not going to retreat. And I'm not going to run away from some pollster coming in saying, "Well, I don't know. I'm not sure how people feel about it." Well, I know how people feel about it. I know how they feel about it in my district. I know how they feel about it in my kid's school. In my communities, I know the people who stop me in the airport and say thank you for standing up for some sort of common sense. I'll keep calling them out, every single one of them. And I'll call out every one of my colleagues in this body. And I sure as heck will not ever vote for a single one of them for any office if they're going to make my daughter eligible for the draft.
Again, that's Texas Republican Congressman Chip Roy speaking on the House floor on Thursday night. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.